Good morning. This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. If you're a baby boomer, chances are that if you graduated from college and even from grad school, you didn't incur much student loan debt. But tuition and other college costs have risen astronomically, and grants and other forms of non-debt aid haven't kept pace. So it's not uncommon for students across the country today to graduate with crushing balances owed to the federal government and to private lenders, the latter often at high interest rates.
Wisconsin hasn't escaped the trend. According to Bruce Murphy, editor at Urban Milwaukee, the percentage of debt incurred by Wisconsin students rose sharply in the past decade, faster than all but six other states. He told Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke the scope of the problem here has indeed changed.
Wisconsin really had been below average in debt as recently as of say early 2000, 2004, and this latest study, and I looked at several studies from 2004 to 2014, saw that debt in Wisconsin for college grads has just soared, rising from $16,560 to $28,810. So that's per graduate. Nearly 29,000, and that was a 74% jump, a bigger jump than all but six states. And Wisconsin has just really gone to above average in debt, and they for many, many years were below average.
So tuitions have increased significantly in Wisconsin in those years, but I don't think it's by 74%. What's the relationship between rising tuition and rising student loan debt, and what are the other factors that play into this?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I would say that I didn't see anything in any of these studies that address that. I mean, I think we have to assume that the Great Recession had something to do with this, people having less money and having to make things stretch and maybe borrowing more money as a result in terms of student loans.
There are a number of organizations and companies that have studied the dynamic both in Wisconsin and nationally. How do they view how college students or college graduates fare here versus anywhere else?
Well, I think the statistics suggest that, the amount of loans here has definitely gone up faster than in other states. The precise reasons, I think there were a lot of years that tuition rose high here. As of late 2013, Scott Walker and the Republicans did freeze tuition, but this study only goes through 2014.
So students who were in college at the time of the tuition freeze, the verdict is still out on how they're going to be faring once they get out of college.
Well, one, I would think we'd have to assume that the Wisconsin's average ranking might go down a little as a result, but obviously we won't know until there are future studies.
And some of the studies actually brought in per capita or per pupil spending, and Wisconsin did not rank very highly as far as that went, right?
No, what happened is the amount of per capita spending by the state did not rise, actually declined. And what's been happening is that increasingly the percentage of college costs paid by students and families keeps rising. And so that's gone up during this 10-year period to where they are now paying for 51% of the cost of college. That was as of 2014, and they had been paying 36% as recently as 2008. So that's a massive shift. And in Wisconsin, it was nearly at the national average. Families and students pay 48% now of the cost of college.
As you mentioned, public university tuitions are frozen in Wisconsin at the moment. But how do these numbers look at the public institution versus private college dynamic?
Well, obviously, there's been no freeze on private, and I don't know the exact figures for private versus public, but one study by Baird took a look at UWM and El Verno as of 2012, and El Verno graduates, 92% of 2012 graduates left with an average with debt, and the average debt was $41,000. And 16% of that debt was non-federal. And the significance of that was that you know, private debt is much worse. Barrett essentially said it's one of the riskiest ways to finance a college education. You might be better off using a credit card because the interest rates are so high.
So what's the upshot here? What is the impact on Wisconsin or Milwaukee of having greater numbers of people with student loan debt and with larger amounts of it?
Well, I think the upshot both here and nationally is, you know, you're finding, I mean, look, you know, I went to college in the 70s. I paid my own way. My parents didn't pay anything. I supported myself with, you know, summer jobs and the like, and tuition was so low, I left with not a dollar of debt. Now you've got these surveys of millennials with these huge debt amounts, and you're finding that they're saying they're putting off marriage, they're putting off buying a home, they're changing their career plans, they're not buying cars. All of this, you know, at various percentage levels, you know, anywhere from 27% to 73% saying they're having these problems in various categories. All of this because of the level of college debt.
The millennials are not necessarily the generation with the greatest amount of political power at the moment. Is there any indication this is an issue that is on the radar of politicians of the Generation X or baby boomer era?
Well, I think all we have to do is look at the way state after state is using college costs as a way to cut their budget. And this has been true for decades. And that tells us that college students and younger folks are not voting in big enough numbers to change this.
Or they're not voting in big enough numbers with this as a clear campaign issue.
Well, yes. And clearly surveys show that, there's an overwhelming majority of millennials, whether Democratic or Republican, who see this as a big issue. But are they going to the polls? Are they letting politicians know? Apparently not strongly enough.
Bruce Murphy, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Bruce Murphy is editor and columnist at Urban Milwaukee and an occasional Lake Effect news analyst.